Let's go inside sports medicine, brought to you by Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center. Don't let an injury keep you from doing the things you love. See the orthopedic experts at Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center. Their approach, their team, their doctors, they'll help you stay in the game. Whatever stage of life you're in, continue your active lifestyle with the orthopedic experts' help at Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center. Online to learn more, bhosc.com. And we learn more inside sports medicine. Orthopedic surgeon Dr. Lou Papendick back on the Nate Brown Show. Lou, good to talk to you. How are you?
Nate, I'm great. Thanks so much for having me back.
Well, I appreciate it. Let me ask you about something. Knees, knee injuries, boy, we've hit on certain topics here. One thing is, if you have a knee injury, then what happens after it? And one thing that I want to get a perspective from you, arthritis developing post-knee injury. Talk about it a little bit.
Yeah, thanks, Nate. It certainly is the natural history of a severe injury to the knee. And those knee injuries could be torn cartilage, a meniscus tear. It could be a ligament tear, like an ACL tear with other impact injury. At the time of injury, that impact to the joint, even though the ligament might tear and it's repaired, the knee will be stable. But that damage done at the time of injury, that impact can have a longstanding sequelae to that knee, and knee arthritis can develop.
Let me ask you about a guy like John Daly. There was a story out recently, legendary golfer. He's on the senior tour now, the Champions Tour. He's going to be playing in Sioux Falls in September as that tour makes its first appearance in Sioux Falls. He says he's going to be playing in that tournament, but he's had to drop out of some because he has osteoarthritis. Are we talking about the same thing here a little bit?
Yes. Osteoarthritis is one of many types of arthritis in joints. And it's the basic wear and tear arthritis or post-traumatic arthritis is osteoarthritis versus, for example, rheumatoid arthritis, which is more a systemic problem, or gout can cause arthritis. But osteoarthritis, post-injury arthritis, it's essentially the same thing.
What do we try to do when it comes to arthritis post-knee injury? What's the first things we're doing?
Right. So in somebody's younger career, unfortunately for the athlete, it oftentimes means activity modification, which could mean it could take them out of their sport. And, of course, a driven athlete wants to play, right, and they want to compete. And that's when the art of medicine comes in, and we have to deal with those people individually. We have to get into their soul and really see what they, you know, what they want to accomplish and help them understand the long-term consequences to that joint, which might be joint replacement someday, or it could mean medications. It could mean cortisone injections and some of the other molecules that are being talked about today for injecting. So
you have done it. You've seen it. The option of outpatient knee replacement and how that's progressed over the years. Discuss it a little bit with that option.
I will do that. Yeah, I think we have two issues that you just brought up. One is knee replacement or total joint arthroplasty, which means putting metal and plastic into the knee. It means sawing bone and replacing the damaged bone and surface of the joint with metal and plastic or ceramics. In a hip joint, it could be a ceramic, but it's not our regular normal bone cartilage construct. And it's a substance that can wear out. And the average human being puts about 1 million cycles across a knee joint in a year. So you take a younger, much more athletic, active person, that might be 2 million cycles across that joint. And because of that, that joint can wear out, the plastics can wear, and then the joint loosens, and then that patient is facing redo surgery or revision surgery. And every time one has to go back and have another surgery, the risks are higher, the complications are higher, and the outcome is not quite as good. So we have to walk that fine line of get that patient or get that athlete as far down the road as they can with their own natural joint. And then when the pain gets to the point where they just can't be physically active and have a good lifestyle, that's when we talk about joint replacement. Now, the hot topic, it seems like, we see in the newspaper articles is outpatient total joints. And just for an example, Nate, in my career of about 30 years, when I started, joint replacement patients stayed in the hospital about 3 weeks.
Wow.
A week of it was in the regular part of the hospital. Then the next week and a half to 2 weeks was in a rehab facility. Well, today, the average total joint patient goes home after 2 nights in the hospital, not 3 weeks. And the economics of healthcare seems to be trying to push it to outpatient basis, which means less than 24 hours. Maybe a young, healthy individual person can get home outpatient, but, you know, you take your average elderly patient that might have heart disease or diabetes or other comorbidity medical problems, that patient is not going to do well going home outpatient. And we should still take care of those patients in the hospital, because the hard work starts after the surgeon's technical part is done. And that's recovering, metabolically feeling good, getting strong, doing physical therapy, being able to just ambulate from your bed to the kitchen to the bathroom, and eventually get around. So it's an exciting time, but every patient is their own individual and should be treated that way.
I'll tell you, I had a friend had a knee replacement at Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center there. He's doing really, really well, I have to say. Very interesting topic, and how things have progressed over the years as well when it comes to knees, the arthritis from injury, the potential repair and replacement of that. Dr. Lou Papendick, the orthopedic surgeon, part of the team at Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center on Inside Sports Medicine. Lou, I appreciate the time. Thanks again.
Nate, thank you so much.
All right, appreciate it. Dr. Lou Papendick, one of the best. Orthopedic surgeon, Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center, founded in 1976. They've been here taking care of patients in the Black Hills region. They're not going anywhere. They'll help you stay in the game and continue your active lifestyle. Don't let an injury slow you down. For more information, you can go there, bhosc.com.